This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The big news today: multiple injuries for Myles Garrett. We finally found out Achilles, thigh, and feet injuries. To talk about this and more, we welcome on our own Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Other than that, Myles is feeling great.
So, am I just being overreactive that when I hear the word Achilles on the injury report, that I immediately went to, well, maybe we should start talking about sitting Myles?
No, because that's what I was thinking too, because that's not going to get any better, and especially if Myles is telling us after games that he's compensating for his feet, and you know he wouldn't get specific about what was bothering him, but then we find out today it's his, it's his Achilles and then his thigh. So clearly it's a domino effect, and it's not going to get any better because his feet aren't going to get any better. So I think it's a fair conversation to have whether or not to sit him down for a week or two. Obviously, the other part of the conversation is, what good does that do? Does he heal, or is this something that is going to require significant time off for him to heal? So obviously, the Browns, I think, have those questions behind the scenes. But yeah, I mean, it ain't good. The offensive line ain't good. Myles Garrett ain't good. Game's won in the trenches. So I don't know that bodes well for the future going forward.
Daryl, if that Achilles is more significant than we're making it out to be right now, are there guys that can actually get through and help this defensive line, or are they going to rely more on the corners?
No, there's not. I mean, it's Myles Garrett. Like, he's the reigning defensive player of the year, and I have no expectation that anyone on that defensive front is going to be able to give you what Myles Garrett can give you, because he demands so much attention that he makes other guys' jobs easier up front. You know, you're talking the Za'Darius Smiths of the world. Maybe Alex Wright is the guy. He's obviously off to a pretty good start. Maybe he's the guy you slide in there. You got Obo Okoronkwo, but like if you lose Myles Garrett for an extended period of time, that is a crushing blow to your defense, again, just because not only what he gives you on the field, but the attention that he commands when he's out there, and right now he's basically playing 50% of the snaps.
Daryl, the O-line has been abysmal off and on throughout these first three games. Wyatt Teller on the pup there, or sorry, the IR for at least the next 4 weeks. We're still waiting to figure out what's going on with Jed, and then you've got Jack Conklin. Is he coming back? And now Zach Zinter's your right guard. Oh, by the way, DeJuan Jones still playing hurt. Yeah. Of the messaging that you've heard, what are the things that stood out of what the Browns have been saying about the O-line and trying to get that righted?
Well, I really don't believe a word of it, quite frankly. I asked Kevin Stefanski point blank today, did they bring these guys back too early in Conklin and Wills? He said no. I'm going to disagree because Conklin didn't even make it back to the field, and he pulled a hamstring. And then Jed Wills comes back, and boom, his knee's bothering him again. DeJuan Jones was never right from day one, coming back off of his knee surgery. I don't have a lot of confidence that they manage these injuries properly. I'm a little nervous about the state of this offensive line, especially the tackle position. They went ahead and elevated German Ifeedi, and we saw what that did in the preseason, so that's not really much of a solace or sigh of relief. Sebastian Gutierrez and Ricky Lee III, they were signed to the practice squad.
One more time. I've never heard of either of these gentlemen ever, and I feel like I know almost every football player alive. Ricky Gutierrez,
yes.
Sebastian the third. Something, the it, third?
It's, no, it's Ricky Lee III and Sebastian Gutierrez.
All right, so Ricky Lee III is not a country artist?
Well, because you've not heard of these guys, I'm scrambling to pull up their bios now because I hadn't heard of them either. So,
I think the Browns are the ones scrambling, if we're being fair.
I mean, this is where we're at, Nick. I mean, it is what it is. Gutierrez, first NFL season out of the powerhouse that is Minot State. Lee is in his second NFL season out of North Carolina A&T. At least I've heard of North Carolina A&T.
Minot State, huh?
Minot State. Minot? M-I-N-O-T. I'm thinking the T is silent.
Minot.
Minot.
Well, maybe it's like French. Minot.
Like a fine wine.
Why is it that when I make things weird, everybody has to make it weirder?
It's actually Minot State.
Minot State? Minot
State? Yeah, it's in North Dakota.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Division II or FCS?
It's actually like a JUCO school. I guess.
Oh, man.
Is it the John Carroll of middle of nowhere?
Or is it, what was the made-up high school that they found out? Oh, my God.
Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah, is it Bishop Sycamore's counterpart? Like, we find out it's just like, it's like one room in like Bemidji in Minnesota, something like that. All right, Daryl. So I guess.
Thanks to Keith for clearing up the pronunciation there.
Minot?
I just love that you guessed the T was silent and then tried to.
I never heard of the school. I'm not going to lie. Never heard of the place.
Well, but like, how many times do you see a T?
I did
T?
A quick 5-second Google search on it.
But how many times do you see a school ending with T and you're like, that T is silent? If I know anything, that T is not real.
Well, didn't the French settle that part of the world at some point way back in the 1600s or something?
I've been knowing you for a while. You are a big Huguenot guy. I should have known that. all right, so
wasn't it part of the Louisiana Purchase?
let's move on here from Minot State. Why not, I say. So Deshaun said today that, to explaining the 4th-and-1 play, that Jordan Akins, who was wide open in the flat, that he was a decoy. Does that track with everything you've heard about the 4th-and-1 RPO?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Play.
Greatest decoy ever.
Sensing some sarcasm there, Daryl.
I should hope so. I was laying it on pretty thick.
Yeah, you were. So I'm going to go ahead and say you maybe Deshaun is. But what's weird is Deshaun had a chance to throw Jerome Ford under the bus for the fumble.
Right.
And then didn't.
Well, because he's the one that made the mistake. He put it in the pocket too high.
It looked pretty clean to me there, Daryl.
I'm just saying what I was told.
I'm just saying what I saw. So let's kind of cycle back here to this Raiders game. It's so weird. Like, I think the Browns are 1-point dogs on the road in this one. Do you have a feel for this game and what to expect?
No, I don't. Especially with what's going on with Miles, especially with the condition of the offensive line. I mean, Andrew Berry basically spent the entire 20 minutes open to reporters watching the offensive linemen like a hawk as they went through their drills. I don't have a feel for this. Obviously, we know last year Gardner Minshew tore these guys up in that game with the Colts when he was the quarterback in Indianapolis. It was a very entertaining game. Brown's able to pull it out in the end, but you know, Minshew's not a guy that they certainly can take lightly. Obviously, things feel a little unsettled in Las Vegas right now with their quarterback situation. You know, I'm sure we've all heard that story before, right? So gives you an idea of what's going on out west. But, you know, as far as the Browns are concerned, they have some serious red flags right now. And, you know, the quotes are great. The sound bites are great, but they've got to go out there and do it. And right now, I'm not convinced that they're going to be healthy enough to do what they need to do. I don't know that Deshaun Watson is going to be as good as he needs to be, considering the state of the offensive line and the state of his mental clock between his ears when it comes to pocket presence and things like that. The good news is the escapability is starting to return a little bit here. We've seen that in the last two games. But no, I mean, it's really hard for me right now, Nick, to read this game and how the Browns are going to go out to Las Vegas and come out of there with a win to start this three-game road trip.
Darryl, when you look at this team right now, if they go 1-3, they don't have Myles Garrett. Let's say he doesn't play this weekend. Deshaun Watson's struggling, you know, to throw the ball where he needs to. The offensive line is a mash factory. 1-3, are they done for the season?
Yeah, you're not coming out of 1-3. You know, they'll be 2-5 at that point. And I don't see you climbing out. That puts you, I think, October 27th against Baltimore. I just don't see them climbing out of a three games below 500 hole, considering what remains on the schedule, especially after the bye week. And even when you look at the schedule now, Jason, games are a little tougher than we anticipated, right? Washington, all of a sudden, they seem to have their franchise quarterback. That's a much tougher game than we thought it was going to be. Philadelphia, we knew what that was that would be. Cincinnati's always, I know they're winless right now, but Cincinnati's always a thorn in their side. Baltimore, Chargers, the Saints have started off, to my surprise, incredibly well. And then you just go through the, yeah, I mean, so if you're three games below 500, seven games into the season, Andrew Berry better be scouting top 10 draft picks.
Darryl, pleasant as always, my friend. Me not unhappy with the way that you performed today.
Me not unhappy with Keith correcting my Minot State take.
Me not believe you. Darryl, be good, buddy.
Someone had to do the journalism on this show. It might as well be Keith.
That makes total sense to me. Be good, buddy.
You bet, guys.
Darryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.